Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to do a little bit of this.
Amen.
Everybody said, Pastor, just do a little bit of this, and we're just going to do a little bit. Amen. Tell somebody I'm going to fly away. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. Come on, boy, I got a home in the house.
I've got a home in the house.
Gonna tell this world goodbye.
You see, I'm gonna fly away.
We'll be caught up together to live with Jesus Christ forever.
You see, I'm gonna fly away.
I will be free.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. 1, 2, 3, say. You might as well go ahead and get your data phone. Jesus, be a bit. I know you can,
yes, Lord.
I know you will,
yes, Lord.
Fight my battle,
yes, Lord.
I keep still,
yes, Lord. Be a pencil around me every day.
Can you say one more time, be a
pencil,
say, be a
pencil all around me.
I see it, I see it. Yeah. I'm asking you, my brother. I know you can,
yes,
I know you will, fight
yes,
the battle, and
yes,
I just keep still,
yes,
hey,
yes,
hey,
this is my prayer, Lord, that I pray each and every day, that you would guide my footsteps, never stumble and
yeah.
mountain. My sister, I don't know the way. My brother, my mother, my father, I don't know the way. My family, your family, my brother. Be a Christian now.
Oh, hurt me. Your loving kindness towards me.
Oh,
your tender mercies I see.
Oh,
day after day, forever faithful towards me.
Oh, yes, you are.
Always providing for me.
Oh,
great is your mercy toward me.
Oh,
great is your mercy. Great is your mercy toward me.
And I'll have to go through three stages, for it's all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. For the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater.
refreshing in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
Tonight, God, we'll pour our love on you, break open our box, give you everything.
From here to there, worship is filling the atmosphere, both now and then. Songs of your love will never end. All day and night, as we bow down, our praise will rise inside and down. All that I am will shout, and my worship rise like a sweet perfume. For my love,
worship.
to go ahead and start offering your worship now from your heart to a dare. Over us tonight, and he said that I'll pour my love. May you feel alone, but watch me, watch me, watch me pour my love. Oh, open up and let me in. I'll pour my love. Do this song. It's called You Waited.
You came out of your way. You sat down to speak to me. What amazing grace you've shown, so patiently.
Thank you. Jackson, and I want you to take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
All over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Your simple song.
Y'all got it now. Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs to together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm stronger.
I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh,
never could have made it.
Tell one more person, tell one more person. If you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, nor searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory, to you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all-encompassing, to your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are he who was and is to come. Who is he that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon powers light from day. Oh, you alone. Your God, and oh Him, you're everything I need. You are God
My shame. This disproportionate incarceration of Nubian kings must cease. It's destroying our family structure, swapping pain for peace, leaving feelings of abandonment from daughter, son, wives, husbands, nephew, and niece. Financial despair arise in your stead. Families engulfed with heartbreak and dread. And the enemy is loose trying to get into and mess up your head. This vicious crippling cycle must be stopped. Far too many gallons of black blood end up in a mop, and their meaning of rehabilitation is a flop. And concern for their future can be measured in one single drop. This place must be rehabilitated because it is surely broke. The steps taken to prepare them for release is a sick joke. It's merely a place where the reality of recidivism is stoked and dreams of success are intentionally choked. We must stand together and confront this place. This place that is filling our sons, daughters with unwarranted disgrace, where the pains and horrors can never be erased. God knows we must stand up and rehabilitate this place. This place needs to be removed from time and space. We need it returned to the word and will of God and his everlasting grace, which surely prevent many of our men, women, and children from ever seeing the inside of this place. We need to remove ourselves from the enemy's hand and end this ungodly incarceration of the Nubian man. Alas, but this will never occur if we can't united stand. More importantly, return to the will of the great I Am. There is this place of three hots and a cot, a place where in time so often you become forgot. There is this place of three hots and a cot, a place where in time so often you become forgot. There is this place of three hots and a cot, place where in time so often you become forgot. This place. This place. This place. This place.
Feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit. And I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life. For every victory in you I've seen, oh, and for the moment, God, I know you kept me, yeah, Lord, I just thank you for my life. I realize some didn't make it. I could have been one of the ones.
Welcome everybody to the Inspiration Factory. 815, who do we have on the line?
Yeah.
Would that be Gina Storm?
I was mutating, of course, Pastor Paul. You know how I do.
Hey, baby, how you doing? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. I came to share because I'm actually straddling right now. I am currently one of the moderators at Clubhouse at the Living Room on Sunday, but when you changed the time and I realized you were playing songs, I'm like, is he rapping? Because I can spit a piece right quick. I didn't know how much time I had, so I'm just happy to have made it in the sanctuary.
And so am I. It's been an interesting evening, but that's okay. We're
you know,
here.
Sometimes the blog lady do what she wants to. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, so I'm good. Me and Alonzo, we was grooving.
And I appreciated that because when Shackles was on, my mother showed me a video on YouTube. No, maybe it was on TikTok. But it was these children wanting the shackles removed from their feet so they could praise God. And they were saying it with such emphasis and so much. There was power in the voices of these children. And I'm talking about, like, preschoolers, toddlers. Some of them had on diapers.
Wow.
And they wanted the shackles off their feet so they could praise God. And it reminded me of my granddaughter, Juliana, and I want to dedicate a piece to her.
Oh, please do, because you know that's my
I don't have my grandchildren this weekend. Every other weekend, I saw them last night, and I had dinner with them, but I didn't get to, you know, they didn't get to spend the weekend with me because we had other things to do. And they also had company, so I didn't want them to leave and, you know, go to Gigi. So I was thinking
they're
about
growing up.
The joy of being a grandparent. And as the kids get older, like when they were toddlers and babies and preschoolers, their lives was me. And as they get older and they're in elementary school, Juliana's going to be 11, Danielle's going to be 9, and Joshua's going to be 7 this year.
Wow.
They're not babies anymore. They're people. And I tell people all the time, they're my favorite people. And those people love God. And I don't know if I... Exactly. I don't know if I had anything to do with that, but I hope I did. But
you
I
want to
share
did.
A piece. It's a story and a testimony of the strength of my granddaughter, Juliana Denise, which is her government, that we affectionately know here at Epiphany as Thunder and Lightning. She has done collabs with her Gigi in a storm. So this is dedicated to Thunder and Lightning, my oldest granddaughter, Juliana.
Amen. The mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. Juliana. I found out the day before yesterday that your great-grandmother, because Barb would be your abuelo, and that's her mom, who turned 90, and we celebrated her life in the 9 decades that she's been alive, had an accident, a boo-boo, a situation in her bedroom, in which she kicked stand on which her TV was resting, and it fell onto her shin and broke the skin. She was bleeding profusely, and rather than panic, that oldest grandchild I referenced earlier, Juliana Denise, took a blanket at the end of the bed and wrapped it with care, cutting off the air supply to the wound so that the blood could clot and she could control the bleeding. Calmly, she took her great-grandmother's phone and she dialed 911. The operator came on the line. 911, what's your emergency? And my grandbaby said clearly and distinctly, we have a situation at our address, and it is such and such in Joliet, Illinois. She is a 90-year-old Caucasian and Mexican woman, and she has thin skin and blood that clots slowly, as well as being anemic. She's mostly bedbound. I'm keeping her calm, but I need an ambulance immediately. They wanted to know then how old Caller was, and she says, I'm 10. But I'm going into a room where there's an adult now that I have Grandma calm. Give me 1 second. And then she moved rapidly to the kitchen where she found my daughter's mother-in-law. And she said to Miss Barb, Grandma has had an incident. She's bleeding in her room. I've controlled the bleeding and hopefully gotten it to stop or at least slow down. An ambulance is en route. I'm on the phone with the 911 operator. She handed the phone to the adult in the house who took it and continued to give information to the dispatcher. In that instance, he ran back to Grandma's room, held both of her hands, looked deeply into her eyes and said, Grandma, look at me. Don't worry about your leg, the pain, the bleeding, or the injury. Just know that you're here with me in this moment, this time, in this space. Focus your eyes on my face and look at me so that you know that you're going to be okay. And then she began to pray. I'm crying. Because what she did was amazing. She's only been alive for a decade. This woman is 80 years her senior. And she's making sure that she's okay until help arrives.
when the paramedics came, they allowed Juliana to ride in the ambulance. And in that moment, she became the thunder and lightning that I have grown to know and love. Because the love of God and her strength in a situation that could be for an adult upending. I know me, and the sight of blood makes me pass out. I would have cried and been a complete wreck. But she was steadfast because she told me this when she was just 3. I'm going to be a doctor when I grow up. And when she was 6, she found out that the fancy word for doctor was physician. And when she was 9, she told me that she wanted to work for the CDC, which is disease control in the United States, because she wanted to come up with a cure for a disease that I was diagnosed with. She wants to not cure lupus, but to eradicate it, meaning that it no longer exists. She doesn't just believe in medicine and what people can do with their minds and their hands, but she believes in Him, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. She knows that that Trinity is the reason that we can do it. She, in that moment, had a strength that I have never tapped into. So all I can say to that young lady is I love you. The strength that you have, even if some of it came from me, I still feel like there's nothing I would be able to do in a situation like that. And I have to proceed. And thank God for giving her the strength, the wisdom, and the discernment to be in a place when someone is hurting, to make sure that they are calm and feel like they're okay. And she stayed there the whole time that Grandma Jo was getting stitches and assured that she could leave the hospital and go back home and be okay. I saw her yesterday, which is the day after her injury, and she said that she thanked God for me. If it wasn't for me, there'd be no Stephanie, who's my daughter, nor no Juliana. And all I could do at that time was thank God for my mother. If there'd be no me, if there were no Barbara. But we are a legacy and a whole generation, one step at a time, who love the Lord. And the strength that my granddaughter showed that day is something for me, I promise you. I'm never speechless, and I was also floored. She was in a place that I couldn't put myself in, and I know that because I know me. But what I love the most about my family is each of us have a gift. And for God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we are grateful and thankful. I'm Gina Storm, and I don't know where I would be without God, and I don't want to find out. In peace.
And that was a big, beautiful tribute. But Gina, I wish you could see me right now. My chest is stuck out with pride over that young lady. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
that girl.
I mean, Paul, we all need to love that child. She made me so happy.
Yes.
Like, I wanted to cry when I hugged her and thanked her for her wisdom, her maturity, and her grace in a situation that for anybody would have been upsetting. And when I tell you that they took pictures before they washed, you know, the blanket and the bed sheets from that injury, there was a gash, and it was deep, and the stitches that she got were necessary. But the blood, I mean, it was like a crime scene. I would have lost it, probably thrown up and definitely passed out. So I thank God for her. And I know that's why I didn't go into medicine. My daughter's a medical assistant. She works at the pain and spine clinic in a suburb near ours. But for her to know that she could be a physician at 3, and she didn't even know. She was just calling herself Dr. Julie.
Well, she spoke her gift into fruition then.
Indeed.
And she proved it.
She spoke that over her own life because she probably got a message from God that told her, you're going to be a healer. And she will be because she already is.
I was about to say she already is. And she's proved that. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
At 10 years old to have the control. You know, I worked 16 years in geriatrics, and I've seen some things. And I've seen some grown caregivers not able to handle it.
I'm just like that.
Yeah, that is her calling.
I'm telling you, Paul, when I tell you I would faint, I'm talking about dead away. Like, I would see the blood, and that's it. I'm done.
Mm-mm-mm.
You don't mind
some of the toughest guys I know.
She wanted me in the delivery room when she was giving birth to her first son, and I was like, ooh, when the baby started crying, and I hit the floor, and they took me out into the hall and got me some water and fanned me and brought me back. And you know, I was thinking, I tried, you know, but I know me, I can't do that. I'm not built for that. But I love Tina Shell for thinking that was possible. You know, she and me and my daughter are first cousins. And I said, you know what? It takes a special human being to be able to be a caretaker. I've been a caretaker, and I am a caretaker for my mom and my aunt. I call her my second mom. So I take care of the moms. Currently, I'm there right now. But here's the thing. I know what I can do, but I did not know what that child could do. And God revealed it to all of us. That this isn't just something that she talks about. She's walking the walk. God has put her in line to do exactly that thing. Ooh, Paul, look at how good he is.
I can't wait to see, you know, with that kind of start, I can see her eradicating lupus and setting forth many.
The ambulance while they were, you know, giving her an IV and checking her vitals. The paramedic and the ENT, they're doing what they need to. And then there's someone else driving the ambulance, and Juliana's in the back, and she's holding Grandma's hands, and she says, Grandma, focus on me. Look at me again. Look at my eyes. She put her nose on her nose. She said, my nose is on your nose because this is your line of focus. Don't look at anything but me. And she said, you're okay. Am I calm? She said, yes. She said, then you need to be too. And she held her hands, and she said, you know why we're okay? She said, well, because God is with us. She said, yes, His Holy Spirit is in this ambulance, and we're going to make it to the hospital. You're going to be fine. So you need to know, because I know that we're okay, that you're okay. And she said, I'm okay. And they got to the hospital, and she never was frightened. She did not cry, nor was she upset. Of a 10-year-old out of the mouth of babes. A 10-year-old told a 90-year-old, we got this. Oh, but God.
God. That type of scenario really restores faith in some of the youth coming up, because TV and the media and all that just portrays negativity.
Right. There are kids out here who love the Lord. There are kids out here who do what they have to do. There are kids out here who step up, who dial 911 and talk to the dispatch operator, knew me, because she was best friends with my cousin, who was a 911 operator, when I had to call 911 once. And she said, her poise, she said it was her poise that got me, because I had to ask, how old are you? And that baby said, I'm 10. Almost 11.
I know her jaw dropped.
She said, is there an adult in the house? Because I don't mind talking to you because you got it, obviously. But is there a grown up? Yes. She said, and I'm on my way to her now. And then she handed her the phone. Mm-hmm. But my thought was this. That child had it. The child had it. And that was God. That's the God in her.
Yes.
She was hurt with us when she was an arm baby with me and my ex-husband Moses. He was a drummer and he was a guitarist at our church. And I did spoken word, and I'm still their resident spoken word artist. And I need to get back in that sanctuary because they're in a new building. But I need them to understand and appreciate and bring Juliana as well. And even though she's Catholic now, it doesn't matter about the divinity. God is God. So whether or not she's Baptist or Kojic or Catholic, she's still a Christian, and she loves him. And she knows that with God, all things are possible. And she made it happen. And I'm just so happy.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. When you see her next, give her a great big hug from me.
It might be today, this evening, before they go to bed tonight, because, you know, it is summer and they don't have school. So I'm happy and I'm honored.
I'm so proud of her.
I'm going to tell her because she loves you and she loves the Inspiration Factory. I would have had them this weekend, but I had other obligations. But they know as soon as they're with me, and she's going to Thunder and Lightning for you because she loves God the way I do. And
and
I appreciate the fact that she took. Yes, indeed.
Yes, she did. Alonzo.
Yes, sir.
You heard all that?
Yes, sir.
Man, look, 10 years old? Come on.
Man.
She's been loving the Lord since she was born. She's been in church all her life, since she was 5 months old.
And to have an innate feeling and an instinct just to go and handle a situation, and as you said,
and
calm,
to be
cool,
calm.
Collect.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do the whole process. That's the thing that floored me, because I'm thinking, I would have lost it. I would not be able to do it. That blood, I would have left the room, and she'd just still be bleeding out, waiting on somebody to stop the bleeding. And that baby did it.
That's all you can say, ask, because how many 10-year-olds do you know that would just stand around and do the exact same thing?
And be in shock.
Yeah, yeah. Or
I know
shocked,
one now.
You know what I mean?
I know one now.
We know one. We know thunder and lightning, because Juliana, she's about that life. She said that was her calling. She said, I think that God wants me to be a doctor. And I said, are you still? She said, yeah. That's my calling.
And, you know, keeping a patient calm during any trauma is paramount to prevent shock,
which takes
a lot of people out of here more than their injuries. So that was the most important thing she could have done.
She was the calming first. She was the calming force in a woman's life who had lived 90 years, and she's only 10, and she knew what to do. She was like, focus on me. Don't look at your leg. Don't look at the TV. She got the TV off her. She wiped the wound down, and then she covered it. And she controlled the bleeding when she took the phone to an adult. And all I could think was, how did she have the presence of mind, Jesus? How did my baby do that? God, the reason she was able to do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to, and I know it. And I'm 53, and she said. So I thank God every day for his grace and his mercy, for his wisdom and his discernment that he imparted in all of us that we don't take full advantage of, because I know who I am and my limitations. But that child is without limits because she trusts God with every fiber of her being.
And that is amazing. Yeah. I don't know how many times I've stumbled because I thought I had to do it on my own instead of allowing God to guide me.
I know how many times I got it wrong when I thought I had to give the answer. So
I can count pretty high,
Father,
but I can't count that many times.
You will not be led astray.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
Wow. Yes. Oh, ooh. Glory to her.
I'm so glad I got in.
May God continue to bless her. I am too, because that made my night.
It means the world to me. Y'all don't even understand. I got 3 grandchildren. And it's not like the other 2 don't love the Lord or they don't have a mission or a calling. But what I do know is that child is special, that she was born that way. And God made it possible for her to come into our lives.
Yeah. Don't you love when people are active in their gift?
Yes. There's so many people gifted that don't.
And don't
share,
use it.
Don't utilize it.
And don't know what to do
and
with
it's
it.
It's such a sin to be blessed by God with a gift and let it lie dormant.
Yeah.
Right.
See, look, as a toddler, she's kicking the dough down. This is what God's going to do for me, and this is what I'm doing for God. And she ain't stopped.
She's praised him all her life. All her life. She has loved the Lord. She has always, and she will always. And everything that she does is reflective of that relationship that she has with our Creator. It's mind-boggling, baffling, and inspiring. So anytime that I feel like I'm falling short or I'm not meeting my mark, I have to look to that child and know if she can, I can too.
Amen. I know Satan is about pissed off right now.
He gonna be all right. this is not his battle. It's the Lord.
No, he ain't.
God
she
won.
Gonna be all right, but he ain't.
God won because she is equipped. It's not just the full armor. Yeah. He is equipped. Yeah. He has what it takes to be a soldier in this army.
And a child shall lead the way.
And out of the mouth of babes. We need children like her. So
That was my dedication to my oldest grandchild, Juliana Denise. I love you with every fiber of my being. Thunder and lightning, I'm so glad that you love poetry. But more than that, that you know God, and you know that he has you. He has us. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the praise lounge because I got to dance.
Okay, I know that's right. I know that's right. Thank you so much for bringing that to us.
I just want to praise him. I'm going to go praise him.
Go ahead and praise him. I know that's right. God bless you, Queen.
God bless you as well, Alonzo. Bless you both. Thank you so much for the Inspiration Factory. You know, this is my church home when I don't make it to the sanctuary. So I am still in the midst because there are two of you in the green, and here we are. I'm in church. Hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Yes. Thank you.
Amen.
Go on and get your dance
Thank you, my
on.
Brothers.
I might
am.
Be over here doing
thank
a little
you.
Dance myself.
Yes.
Ooh,
dance.
Juliana, you done did the thing. God bless you, Queen. Oh,
thank you.
My.
What?
Now, if that don't lift your heart and lift your spirits, I don't know what's wrong with you. Wow. 10 years old. That is nothing but God. You know, and that kind of, like I said, that kind of restores my faith in what's to come. Because the media paints such a morbid picture of the future. The only children they show is ones that are misguided and showing out in school and all of this crazy mess. Why not focus on those like Juliana who love the Lord and are being heroes? Because she surely saved a life at
that
10
part.
Years old. Yes. Praise her. Praise God for her. But I tell you, won't he do it? When he told them that he can have stones praise his name, he went lying. He got a 10-year-old praising him already. And you know what the prayer pressure these kids have these days to still stand fast like that is nothing but the hand of God in their life. That one.
Yes, sir. You know what I like? You know what I like? I like how she's really dedicated and tuned to her babies, her grandbabies. She brings her peace, it's like, it's really authentic. She wants to bring everybody into the family, you know what I mean, and show how proud she is. I hear Proverbs in her pieces when she speaks.
Mm. She is definitely the proud grandmama, and she has every right to be.
Okay.
She's going to have to share it, Juliana, with me. I'm old enough to be the great-granddaddy almost. Almost. I'm not quite as old as for real, but, you know. I'm getting up there a little bit.
Amen. Hey, okay.
That wasn't a testimony. I don't know what is. You know what? I don't know what to say after that. That was just a beautiful testimony. And such a warming feeling, knowing that, yes, there are those out there coming up that still walk the walk.
Okay.
And that ripple effect from her to touch other lives and bring them to the King as well. You know what? Hold on 1 minute. I got to hear this. Give me 1 second.
Truth is, I'm tired. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart. Take me to the King.
think I can make it. The storm is over now.
That can only come when you trust in him. My brother Alonzo, we're coming up to that
yes,
time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Would you be so kind as to let all the listeners know what they have in store for them with the Epiphany Radio Network throughout the week?
Indeed. So for the coming up week, starting off with today, you know, we have the Epiphany Inspirational Factory Show with yours truly, Mr. Divine Inspirational, Paul Sampson, and I, Mr. Alonzo. Sorry, I'm still gathering together over here on this desk. On Monday, you have your Kings and Queens Quarters. On Tuesdays, you have your Wars Council. On Wednesday, you have your Erotic Love Zone. Thursdays, you have the Get Down. Friday, you have the Renaissance Poetry. And the featured guest that called in tonight has her own show that's on Saturday, Just Jay and the Gina Storm Show. And then back again Sunday, you have us, Inspirational Factory. And if you want to call in, don't hesitate. The number here is 319-527-6300. Don't forget to push the 1 if you got a piece to be heard. And with that, I turn the mic back over to you, Brother Paul.
Thank you so much for that. But we don't want you to feel that you're limited. You guys, if you got a piece for us, that's beautiful. You got a prayer request. You got a testimony, like that beautiful piece in a testimony that Gina shared tonight. I'm so proud of that. But if there's anybody out there that's curious about the power that led that young lady to be so calm in what could have been a fatal or a tragic situation, if you're curious about this Jesus that we talk about so frequently on this platform, give me a call. Hit me up on Facebook. Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration on Facebook. Blessed for Free on Instagram. And I'll be more than happy to share with you from the Bible. Don't take my word or anyone's word for anything. It's not written in the book. Think twice. I'm sure Alonzo is available. There's several within the Epiphany group that we'd be more than happy to share that with you. Because you see what God can do. If he can do it for a 10-year-old, just imagine what he can do with you. And would you just join me at the phone? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for that testimony on this evening, Lord. Restore faith. Father God, as we leave these airways, I ask that you would bless the callers. Bless those that wanted to come and could not come for whatever reason. Father God, bless the families of the Epiphany family, Father God. Continue to hold us in your hand, Lord. Put your hedge of protection around us, Father God, that we might share your word to empower another, to inspire another to love you like we do. We'll be sure to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, my Lord. And it's the name of your precious Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. And God bless you all.
And the law. children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
Oh, well, you tell him today. Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. Come on, Zion, clap those hands with me. Come on, come on, all God's people. Come on, come on, my.